Good morning, Livana. Let's go with the new summary for this December 1st, 2025.
Maduro's government denounces that the military deployment in the Caribbean Sea by the United States only seeks to seize Venezuelan oil. Feijóo yesterday got pumped up in front of thousands of people in the boat and said, "Sanchismo is corruption." Netanyahu asks the president of Israel for a pardon. Criminal proceedings harm the interests of the state.
Diseño y printing de labels, cards, flyers y packaging en Líbana. Visita alejandrobriz.es.
The Fuente Day cable car is operational for today. There are no notices of scheduled closure or maintenance for that specific date. Find out more at 942-73-6610 or by checking the official website before you go. The main access roads to Líbana are open and passable with no serious weather incidents reported for tomorrow. No closures or mandatory use of chains are foreseen.
A large-scale landslide has forced the total closure of the Ruta del Cares this Sunday, one of the most frequented trails in the Picos de Europa National Park. The landslide occurred in the area known as La Viña, on the Asturian side, about 5 kilometers from Poncebos. The impact has damaged the Carameña power station's canal, causing it to overflow and directly affecting the route's path. For safety, passage is prohibited for hikers until a new assessment is made and until it is determined whether a provisional path can be enabled. We repeat, the Ruta del Cares remains totally closed. Exercise extreme caution and follow only the official information from the national park.
Rosa y Julián Butcher Andeli, en Potes, especialistas en Líbana Ville. Call 942-730-212.
One of the most influential scientists in aging biology assures that she is already taking an experimental pill with which she hopes to live beyond 100 years and which could be available in 2 years. Her research focuses on almost immortal mammals, such as the naked mole rat, animals that rarely get sick and age very slowly. The goal is to discover what biological mechanisms protect them, regeneration, inflammation control, cancer resistance, to apply them to humans. The pill she is testing acts on cellular pathways linked to bodily deterioration. Although final studies are pending, the scientist assures that the initial results are very promising.
New thrashing by Vale Libaniego 07 against Vimenor B. Match day 12. Vale Libaniego once again delivered an outstanding performance this Sunday in Viño, beating CF Vimenor B 07 and maintaining their scoring streak in the Tercera Alevín F8 League. The team started strong from the first minute and quickly set the match on track, with high pressure, total dominance, and devastating effectiveness. Goal scorers of the match: Mateo Martín Fombalida, who scored 4 goals, Hugo Pablos Prieto, who scored 2 goals, and Diego Salceda Hornillos with 1 goal. Vale Libaniego continues to grow and demonstrate a very high level week after week.
Peña Sagra Hostal Restaurant, en Ojedo. Cozy rooms, homemade menu, and familiar treatment. Book at 942-730792.
This past November 30th marked 100 years since the completion of the San Bernabé Tower, known as Gaudí's Balcony. It is the only one of the 18 pinnacles of the Sagrada Familia that the so-called Architect of God lived to see finished before his death. A century later, it remains one of the temple's most emblematic landmarks and a symbol of Gaudí's unique vision.
The body of Stephanie Piper, a 31-year-old Austrian influencer, was found in a Slovenian forest after the alleged confession of her ex-boyfriend, who led authorities to the place where he hid the body, as reported by Kronen Zeitung. The case has generated a strong impact both in the digital environment and in the modeling world, where the woman was a recognized figure.
Olga Beauty Salon in Potes, body treatments, facial cleansing, teeth whitening, eyelash perm. Book your appointment at 637-982864.
Self-employed workers from all over Spain mobilized this Sunday in Madrid, called by the Platform for the Dignity of the Self-Employed, denouncing the injustice and fiscal and administrative massacre they claim to suffer daily, despite being, they say, the pillar of Spain. During the march, one of the coordinators, Carmen Corredor, delivered a strong message. "They are squeezing us like lemons and we can't take it anymore. The lemon is completely dry." The platform warns that if the administrations do not react, mobilizations will continue with larger protests and even strikes in the sector. Spain is the second European country that has collected the most through personal income tax, IRPF. Spain's fiscal drag is among the highest on the continent, and unlike most countries, the government has barely compensated for it, generating an increase in tax pressure that affects lower incomes more.
Today's historical event, December 1st, in the year 800 in Rome, Charlemagne judges the accusations against Pope Leo III. On the same day in 1846, in Manila, Philippines, the newspaper La Esperanza, the first to be published in that country, is founded.
In our Liébana market, we have more than 91 active listings, an active offer of over 20,000 euros in secondhand products. Post on deliébana.es and sell to your neighbors. That concludes our news summary. Thank you for being there one more day. We wish you a good day.